For many, teaching is a calling. For others, like Eric and Carice Sanchez, it's something a little more than that.
It's during the honeymoon at early morning, getting up, getting the computer, make sure that the loan went through. But I guess those are the funny pieces that add to the story and add to the merger of the school and a relationship.
Eric and Carice Sanchez needed the loan to start a charter school, Henderson Collegiate, in Vance County, about an hour north of Durham. She's from Cleveland. He's from New York. They first met as Teach for America teachers. They're both placed in Henderson, living in the same apartment complex and teaching in the public schools. 10 years later, they're back in Henderson, married and running their own school. Emily Serino is one of their teachers.
You know, they're a force. They're a force to be reckoned with, definitely. But Eric just has a really clear vision for what he wants from the school. Carice is just an awesome resource in terms of instructional prowess. She's an expert, particularly in reading and literacy. And so together, that's kind of that two-headed monster that really just drives the school.
The Sanchezes first had the idea to open their own school while teaching in traditional public schools. Carice says they watched students of theirs make progress, only to fall back when they left their classrooms.
It was disheartening to see some of our kids that we taught and then a couple years later see them maybe not with that same light or, you know, talking passionately about books like they did in our classroom.
So Carice and Eric thought if they controlled every aspect of the students' experience in every grade, that light might not go out. It meant a huge personal and professional commitment, from writing their own curriculum to pulling all-nighters to make sure the mobile classrooms were in place and ready. They also had to convince parents to trust them with their kids. Tanya Ragland Catlett is a federal corrections officer and has two kids at Henderson Collegiate.
I love the fact that they stand out there and they shake these kids' hands in the morning and they tell us, you know, all it takes for a smile for a person a day to make a change in them, you know. So I love to see them standing out there and give them children some kind of hope in the morning when they get here.
Henderson Collegiate has 400 students in 4th through 7th grades and is adding a grade every year. It's academically rigorous and based on the KIPP model of high expectations for at-risk students. That means longer school days and years, uniforms, and a strict adherence to academic goals. It's not for every kid, and turnover at some KIPP schools is high. But it works for those who possess at least some internal motivation, like 7th grader Ashiwa Jefferson.
Nothing but my best is expected. So my teachers, if I'm not giving my all, then they're going to push me to my full potential because they know that I can do better than what I am doing. Because I'm the type that if the challenge is not thrown at me, then I'm not going to do it. So,
what do you have to have for a storm to form? What needs to happen?
In the 3.5 years it's been around, Henderson Collegiate students have done better than their peers in Vance County and across the state on standardized tests. And the longer their stay at the school, the better the scores. 86% of students here qualify for a free and reduced-price lunch. And unlike at some charters, Henderson Collegiate serves meals and has a bus system. More services for students translates into less personal time for the Sanchezes. But they say that's okay.
It's funny, though, because when you try to even separate the conversation, half hour later, you make some connection. It doesn't matter who it is. Like, you'll see somebody who reminds you of a student, and suddenly that segues into school culture and da-da-da and what we want the best out of our kids.
For you and your husband to share the same exact passion is pretty unique. It's special.
Eric and Carice now have an infant son. That means the family-work balance is going to get even more complicated. But like they often do, they have a long-term solution. In 5 years, they say, their son will be walking the halls of their new planned and permanent Henderson Collegiate building as a kindergartner. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.